This arm, I don't use it. I'm left-handed.
Uh-huh.
But I write with this hand. I hold my pencil, you know, tween like uh-huh. that. But I do everything else with this hand. And I write with this hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandma had her daughter, my aunt had a girl, and she was, you know, just one normal. And Ma said she'd just look at her when they'd bring her that ride, and I wasn't even born when she was pregnant with me. And Ma said when I was born, see, she didn't use this hand at all. And Ma said, when I was born, said the midwife, said Lita, said the girl was named Minnie.
Mm-hmm.
Said Lita, say Lita, you got a Lita Margaret Minnie. And Ma said, well, say yeah, she got, she did. She said, baby, ain't gonna use that hand like she used that other.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's called being mocked.
Right? Yeah, that's what they say.
Uh-huh. Well, now what's supposed to be the cause of that?
I don't know why, you know, that child was like that. And Ma said she just feels sorry for her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She just feels sorry for her, and they stayed right there at us, and she was pregnant, and saying she just looked at her and they said, if you feel sorry for anything and you're pregnant, said, don't mind, it's going to come out with the only child.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you don't feel sorry for it, say, don't take no thing. That's what they say.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about chopping cotton. I don't know anything about
chopping cotton.
Yeah, you said now you weren't much at picking it.
But yeah, picking it made my back hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't crawl on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
The highest I ever picked was 150. Lord, my back like to broke. Now chopping cotton, Lord, I could chop cotton, but I didn't chop it right there. But now, my daddy could tear my rope clean across the field. Don't care how many he got there chopping, he could tear my rope.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm gonna clean my rope. I'm gonna thin that cotton out to one stalk, and I ain't gonna leave my cotton laying down. I'm gonna put a date to it and leave my cotton standing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I like to do that.
Well, did you do that all the time while you were at home? I mean, did you do that? Were there certain jobs that were supposed to be for little children and certain other jobs for older children?
Well, the little children done it with the worked in the field with the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get through with Paul's crop, you see, he'd let us work out. And he'd tell us that he'd give us, you know, his highest out. Well, he'd give us on Saturday. But all them other days, he collected the money, but what us made on a Saturday, he'd give it to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so then I guess you like to work on Saturday and get that extra money.
Yeah, have that money to give me some paper and some pencils and some candy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, do you feel as if that was a good way to grow up? You know, working hard and that, or do you think the children have a better life these days?
Well, I think it is a good way for them to bring them up to work that way, but you know they don't bring them up to work now.
Mm-hmm.
Now children don't do no work now. They don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought them up to work back when we was coming on.
Mm-hmm.
We worked. Well, they wouldn't work us too hard, but you know, they'd whack us, and I'm glad they learned me how to wait.
Well, did you help your mother in the house, too, as well?
Sure
as
did, because when my sisters married out, I was the next girl, and I wasn't no more than about, I ain't never been much high, no how. About like that, and she had a range of stove,